This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Athletic's Mike Sando does this annual quarterbacking report that he puts together with all of the best quarterbacks in the league. He talks to all the executives and the coaches around the sport, and he did it again this year. And he's got Jaden Daniels coming in sixth on his quarterbacking list behind the Big Four, and then Matt Stafford is the number five quarterback in the NFL via these executives and coaches.
That's always, I mean, the Big Four, everybody, I think, is fine. They should be where they are. There's enough deposits in the bank where if one has a medium year, a down year, an up year, an MVP year, you know where kind of they belong. It's who's next is interesting. I mean, Justin Herbert at one point looked like the heir apparent to be number five. You've seen great years turn in from Jared Goff, the human praying mantis in Detroit. Now, how good is he going to be without Ben Johnson? TBD. But who occupies that five, six, seven, and eight spot, I think, is where kind of the great debate lies in the sport. And Daniels, you could tell, has received a lot of love, and rightfully so, after a sensational rookie year.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Sando on the show on Friday, but for this piece, he basically grills some of the minds around the NFL that people care about the most. It was six GMs, six assistants to the GM. He had six ex-GMs, five other executives high in front offices, eight head coaches, 15 coordinators on offense and defense, and then four other high-ranking assistants. So you put all of those people together to help come up with this 50-person panel that he uses to then go out and grade and tweak and analyze, you know, quarterback performance and try to figure out who should be ranked where. And so I care more about this project that he does than I do almost any quarterback listing that you're going to find. Mm-hmm. Because this is not just some guy's opinion. This is not just someone writing something looking for feedback. And to see that Jaden Daniels got some of the votes that he did when it's done by tiers, right? In terms of how many people put him in the top five, how many people put him in the top 10 and the top 15. And then it's all done in that way, essentially.
Right.
And then there's a value that comes with it. You know, as of last year's draft class, Bo Nix, Drake May, both very favorably regarded, none to the extent necessarily that, you know, Jaden Daniels was, where he had 17 people put him in tier one. Nobody put Bo Nix or Drake May or Caleb Williams or Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy in that tier. He had 31 people put him in tier two. Only Nix, May, and Williams at about four or five votes apiece were actually even garnering tier two consideration. And so you had 38 of the 50 executives say that Jaden Daniels was in one of the top two tiers. Nix had four people saying he was a top two-tier quarterback. May, five people. Williams, five people. Zero people for Penix or McCarthy. Again, Jaden Daniels, 38 out of 50. So for the most part, those other quarterbacks from his draft class were viewed as tier three or tier four. Daniels had two people total out of the 50 have him that low. And those are probably just show me more guys.
Sure.
Where there's no one that would watch him last year and say, I think he's probably a tier four quarterback. But that person might say, I'm not letting anybody be higher than that until you repeat it.
Yeah, they're the guy that won't vote for you in your first eligibility for the Hall of Fame no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, there's that sort of voting system. Interesting that Stafford's five. Just to me, I know that's not the focus of the conversation. The Matt Stafford that's number five hasn't existed in a handful of years to me. The guy that was north of 40 touchdowns in 2021, it's been injury plagued. It's been kind of moderate to low production, frankly. To have him at five is interesting. To me, you know, you could make arguments for anybody that's in that tier, that Daniels, Herbert, Goff, Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winning quarterback. Two of his last 3 years, he's been excellent, outplayed superstar Pat Mahomes in a Super Bowl that he lost. But the point is, I think you've made it very well. Where is the conversation around Daniels, right? It's not one guy's going, hey, I see something nobody else sees. There's some upside here. No. This is a, dude, he's knocking on the door of the four.
Well, he's there. I mean, he's arrived. Like, look at how they're handling him this preseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like he's going to play almost nothing. They're treating him as if he's in that long time, 7 to 10 year in the league veteran, repeating an offense, doesn't need to work in August kind of mode. I'm not questioning it. I'm just saying that's what they're doing.
That's the view,
I think he's going to get a drive or two, it sounds like, against the Bengals, but he's not going to play in the third game. He didn't play in the first game. They're going to do the least amount possible of having him out on the field because that's how important he is. Mahomes is still being one, although he's tied with Joe Burrow. And again, it's a scoring system based on the ratings of the 50. I have no problem with that, honestly. Even though I think Patrick Mahomes is going to go down as the greatest quarterback ever for the same reason right now that people think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever, because winning and championships and, you know, big plays in the right moment at the end of games factor into that heavily. Just going into this season with the offenses they have and the supporting casts, Burrow's going to be a more dynamic and prolific quarterback than Patrick Mahomes is. The Chiefs have become a little bit more of a run-the-ball defensive team than, say, the Bengals, with Ja'Marr Chase on one side, T. Higgins on the other, and Joe Burrow slicing and dicing for 4,700 yards and 52 touchdowns or whatever it's going to be as he hunts down an MVP. Josh Allen, speaking of most valuable players, listed third. I don't have a problem with that because I think you can kind of throw those guys in a blender.
Yeah, it's eye of the beholder there. What do you like?
Lamar Jackson's always going to round out that top four, which is kind of the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks. And what I said with Toby last week a few times, we've talked about this dating back over the last month, you and I, before your trip. The way I will define success for the Commanders this season, number one is through the lens of Jaden Daniels, proving that he is in the top five conversation. Mm-hmm. Like behind, however you rank the big four, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Jackson. Lamar and the big three MVPs, basically, year in and year out. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Behind them, it's wide open. So Sando's conversations with these NFL people have him putting Stafford fifth. Cool. You said it. Like 5 through 9 is kind of a pick one out of a bag thing. If at the end of this season, Jaden Daniels is viewed as having taken over that five spot, and now the elites in the league, instead of calling it the four for the Mount Rushmore, the four horsemen, now it's like five. Mm-hmm. And we just go, oh, well, you know, however you want to rank Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, and Daniels. Then I don't care what the record was. I don't care if they got back to the NFC Championship game, because you've won. You've accomplished the thing that you couldn't accomplish for 30 years. You've now got the guy in the position that gives you a chance to win every single year as long as he's here. We can argue and debate, did they make the right draft pick? Should they have paid this guy? Should they be starting a fight with their wide receiver? You got Jaden Daniels, nothing matters. Should you have hired a different coach? What if Cliff Kingsbury leaves? You've got Jaden Daniels, nothing matters.
He'll make everything okay.
That's what Lamar does. That's what Allen does. That's what Burrow does. That's what Mahomes does. And if Daniels can prove himself to be that kind of guy, this season is a gigantic victory.
I think so. Again, big picture. I mean, you know, it might not feel like that if you drop a game against the Cowboys or, you know, finish with a worse record than everyone's anticipating. But big picture, that's the point, right, is to get through this exercise. Again, I know it's not exactly the same, but the closest comp we've got is C.J. Stroud. He was knocking on the door at this point last year of that same sort of tier, right? 7, 8. I mean, again, it depends on, you know, what you got people to say about Jordan Love, who came off an unbelievable season, who was disappointing last year after his opening weekend injury in that game in South America against Philadelphia. There are guys that have kind of been in that group and then fallen backwards, be it Prescott, be it Hurts, be it Jared Goff, be it Justin Herbert, etc. And you kind of have shuffled up there. The point is, can you rise out of that group? And again, it's a treat to be able to talk about that. Not talk about, you know, do we think Case Keenum outperforms Joe Flacco this year? Enough of that crap. You're now in that, as you said, the out of the primordial soup. You're in the close to that finished product place. The place that everybody else is jealous of. When they're looking up at you and your guy, how do I find the next blank? The next blank is your dude. And that's kind of what you're hoping for here.
So looking at the rest of the list, there are a few other things I want to talk about with quarterbacks here on Grant and Danny before we move on. But just quickly, as far as this ranking goes, and this is the starting quarterbacks ranked by average tier rating, colored by tier. And so he's got all these different colors, and it goes tiers 1 through 5, right? Jared Goff ranking 8th in the NFL surprises me, because I view him as a product largely of Ben Johnson's offense and then what's around him. Now, if you're telling me, based on performance or quality, how do you rate where a guy has been over the last, say, 3 seasons? Well, Jared Goff ranking in the top 8 is not egregious. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. It's kind of what I would always say with Kirk Cousins. Like, you just look at the numbers. You can't tell me he's worse than 10. But if you're ranking moving forward, like where you view a quarterback, to me, then it should have something to do with taking that guy out of the offense he's in, dropping him into a random situation. There should be like this plug-and-play element.
Yep.
And behind Goff is C.J. Stroud, who, just as an example, if I'm starting an NFL team today from scratch, of course, and age has nothing to do with this. Stroud, to me, is a better option than Jared Goff. Baker Mayfield is 11th, might be in that conversation. Dak Prescott is 12th. I would rather have Jordan Love who's 13th if I'm starting an organization today than Jared Goff. Now, we're going to see. Maybe without Ben Johnson, they're able to keep chopping wood. I happen to believe that they still have an amazing supporting cast, and that's probably even more helpful. As long as you can hand the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs and multiple running backs and throw to, you know, one of the better receiving corps in the league and a great tight end, you're going to be fine. But I thought Goff being that high was really surprising. And then I was also surprised, you mentioned Jordan Love, with how low he is at 13. I know that the performance hasn't quite been there, but just the athletic traits and some of the things he does, I kind of view him as this ascending piece. Also, Aaron Rodgers as high as 16 was pretty shocking.
Isn't that nuts?
Rodgers was not good last year.
Hadn't been good in a while.
To have him squarely positioned at 16, you know, ahead of Tua, ahead of other, you know, players who played at a higher level, very odd. If you're curious, by the way, all the way down at 23, Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears.
Mm. Man, oh man, that was stunning to see as well.
What do you want? He didn't play that well.
No, but still, he's behind what, you know, Knicks and Darnold and you know, Trevor Lawrence, who hasn't turned in a very good work over the years. But
you would have rated him ahead of those guys?
I don't know if I would have or not, but it's just the number one pick from last year with a lot of shuffling around to be in lowest tier.
Yeah. Looking at it from the perspective of just where he got picked and not having watched the games, I guess that is interesting.
Yeah. There's enough traits for me to be still more excited about him than I am about Bryce Young, for example, who he's right next to. But that's kind of a side point. I mean, when you think of the worst thing that you can do as a player or a team or an organization is fall short of expectation, right? And I think that even goes to evaluators too, right? Where the entire world is talking about Caleb Williams. oh my God, he's generational. And then the year is bad, and he's down in the 20s with Russell Wilson and company. You think of the expectations for Jordan Love coming off that 32 touchdown, 11 pick season, where he played so well at the end of the year, and because he didn't play as well last year, people are going, eh, he's out of the top 10. He's not even close anymore. You know what I mean? Like, to me, the expectations, if they aren't met, even if they're unfair or astronomical, when we talk about evaluation of guys, it really knocks you down maybe more. We put so much weight on that last sample, if it wasn't what we thought it was going to be, that guys really get hurt by that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.